This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. It's Your Valuable Home. Your Valuable Home.
Hey, I want to thank our listeners for coming back to a great show we're going to have today. We're going to be talking about a replay, a great horror story that I would love a lot of people to listen to, and some great ideas come up in a college you just must listen to. But we've got an exciting replay, because I know Ron's excited to talk about one of the projects he just got done. And Ron, what do we have?
Well, I've had a couple projects this summer, and one of them, I spent a lot of time in the house, as everybody did, and I started really getting disenchanted with my table. So I said, I'm going to do my kitchen over. Should I get started now and do maybe an island or a table? And I decided on doing a table, but I wanted it to be really a statement, you know, a real statement. And found a piece of wood through my cousin that's down in New Jersey. He deals in raw slabs of wood. It was Kentucky Coffee, it's called. It's got a beautiful grain in it. And I know Brad Sullivan, Cider Press Woodworks. Got together with Brad, took my wood up there, and he created this masterpiece for me. Brad, why don't you explain it and the stain that's on it and so on and so forth?
Well, the process started, like you said, when you had given us a call and you asked if we worked with Live Edge Wood. Once we told you yes, about a week or two later, you came to the shop with this beautiful piece of Kentucky coffee. And we went through the process of understanding what kind of the dimensions and parameters are with using such a slab. You gave us all the information required. We determined the best part of the wood to use, which is oftentimes one of the tricky parts with using natural edge wood. It's organic shapes sometimes are tough to manage. And once we figured out where we wanted to kind of take the table from, we put it into the manufacturing process, which was in this process pretty straightforward. There was we had to flatten it and then cut the length. Your table had some checking and cracks in the surface, which sometimes scares people away. But as you saw, we were able to fill it with a clear epoxy, and it has a pretty cool effect. We then went through the design process with you, Ron, on selecting the type of legs that we wanted. And then went through the process of putting the base together for the table and finishing it. I think we ended up with a medium brown stain on it. For people that are listening that don't know what Kentucky coffee looks like, you may be more familiar with ash, which is very common in this area. It's a similar grain structure to ash, but it's a little bit richer in color and a little bit darker. And we were able to deliver a project that Ron was really happy with.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to do the legs and I guess you call it the skirt, right? Black.
Mm-hmm.
Black, because yeah, I really wanted it to pop. And Brad who researched the legs and came up with what's called a Hepplewhite style leg. Very clean, very, not ornate. It's very nice straight line, but it tapers. And it's exactly what I was looking for. And we've debated back and forth. What I wanted to do is put, which I'm going to do, Brad. I'm going to do, we'll get back to you on that. Stainless steel, I guess, cups on the bottoms of the legs so that, you know, when somebody comes and cleans the house, they don't chip up the bottom of the leg. I'd rather protect it than have to do it over. So, and I think it's going to give it a striking look. And then Brad suggested, what does that Bentwood chair you suggested to me, does that have a particular name to it?
I don't remember the name. It's a restoration hardware product.
Uh-huh. Well, we're going to do that.
And I don't remember the name.
We're going to do that. And he has a similar chair, but he put a cushion on. I think I'm going to go with a straight cane. I like the cane look, you know, as opposed to... you know, juxtaposed against a black, which will be the same black as the table, right?
Yep.
So I've got to put my hands on those and bring them out to you. And Brad's operation, you got a big operation. You build a lot of, you do a lot of woodwork for high-end restaurants, right?
Restaurants, essentially public space interior. So restaurants, boutique hotels, lobbies and foyers in large condo buildings, and then a lot of the amenity spaces that they say in the large townhome and condo buildings in predominantly Manhattan, but all over the country.
Hmm. And he gave me a tour of his facility. It's a pretty vast facility in Dublin, PA, when I went up there. And every piece is like a work of art. It's just really, really well put together and well finished. So my compliments to you for that. Do you do a lot of live edge work? Do you do a lot of live edge work for homeowners?
We do. We do the oftentimes when we're doing large development projects, we will be cutting trees down, and I always take in our wood to the sawmill. So I have a inventory of slabs in an old barn that I've stored in Upper Bucks County. And when we take trees down on clients' properties, I will oftentimes, you know, solicit them and say, hey, this tree came off of your property. Look at these beautiful slabs. And oftentimes they will buy a table off of us. We also have a lot of clients call us up, designers, clients, architects, who know about our woodworking facility and about our access to slabs and live edge wood. And they'll ask us to either help in the design, or they will commission pieces for us to do.
You know, one thing we haven't done, maybe you can do that, is explain what live edge is all about.
So a live edge is when a tree is cut down and taken to the sawmill. A live edge is when the natural bark part of the tree is left. When we go to mill it, normally we take the bark off, but then you're left with what they call the cambium layer, or the outer layer of the growth rings, which is often considered sapwood too. And that part of the tree stays with the table, so it has a very organic look. And it also creates usually a variation of color. Heartwood and sapwood in most species are a slightly different color. And then we work with processes like book matching or double-edged slabs. So a slab that has a natural edge on two sides usually requires a special sawmill similar to one that Ron's cousin has. It's a much larger sawmill designed to specifically cut wide planks. The other option, the standard sawmill, cuts 24-inch wide planks. But if I take two 24-inch wide planks that are on top of one another and open them up, it's what we call a book match. And that starts to have the look of a single slab, even though it's two pieces glued together.
And that's used a lot in live edge, isn't it?
It's very common in live edge, mainly because getting a slab that is wide enough for some of the large tables that people want is difficult, and there's not as many people with the slab machines. The other problem is drying thick wood like that is difficult, and if you don't have it stored perfectly, it'll tend to warp and twist, and when you go to flatten it, because the table has to be flat, you end up with almost nothing. Your wood becomes too skinny.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of work that goes into keeping wide slabs flat, and that's why the book matching is sometimes used in lieu of a wider slab.
Hey, Brad, question for you. When it comes to these thick slabs, if like Ron brought something to you, how long do you think it would take for maybe an inch and a half piece of material to dry where you could actually start to work with it?
Wood is dried so the traditional method of drying wood is 1 year per inch air dried. And then it's supposed to go into a kiln. That being said, no one in the industry, most people in the industry do not have the luxury of waiting that long. and kiln technology has come a long ways. And so if people allow the wood to dry for a season, 3 to 6 months, and then they put it into a dehumidification kiln and dry it slowly, they can usually get the wood to be stable and not check too much.
Hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Interesting.
You did a great job, and really, really great job. And I got to say, it was a phenomenal job. And I mean, Ron, it's definitely an upgrade from the milk cartons that you normally had and a piece of plywood.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Brad. Yeah, big job. But the table looks great.
Okay. Brad, I thank you. One of the things I really like about mine that we're going to close this up is that it flares down. It's wider at one end than the other. And the one end is where the grain really pops. And you really made the most of that. So, thank you very, very much for working with me on that, and we're going to do the feet. We're going to do the chairs too. Okay. How do people get in touch with you?
You can reach me at my phone number at 215-262-0559, or our website at ciderpresswoodworks.com, and all of our contact can be found there.
And you're an easy to reach Dublin, PA, or Route 313 in Pennsylvania.
We sure are. Yeah, our website has all of our information, address, location. And you can even take a virtual tour of the shop.
Well, I'll be back to you real soon with the chairs, and we'll take it another step further. I wanted to make a statement. Anybody who wants to make a statement with their furniture, with their table, dining room, kitchen, Live Edge is the way to go as far as I'm concerned. And Brad's the guy to do it.
All right. Well, thanks, Brad, we do appreciate it again. I mean, great job on the table. We're looking forward to continued success with your company. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home right here on 1210 WPHT.
All right. Stay tuned, because we've got decorator Kelly Price coming on to give you some decorating tips to maybe rejuvenate the four walls you've been staring at for the last 7 months.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets has been awarded Best Customer Service in 2019 by Window and Door Magazine's Best in the Country. Call Tom Adams Windows and Carpets and get a free in-home window and door estimate. Experience why Tom Adams and Windows family-owned company wins national awards for Best Customer Service and Best Installations. Get 12-month financing with no deposit. We do it right the first time. Check us out at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement, and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
And I'll thank our listeners for coming back for another great horror story we're going to have. I'll tell you, Ron, that was an exciting replay we had with the table there, so I'm looking forward to seeing it in person. But now I want to get into the horror story. This is one of our listeners, Ron, who just called in, and I was wondering if I can give him a hand. So I said, well, listen, you know, walk me through the whole story. Here's the story. She said, listen, okay. I was trying to get a kitchen done, and everybody's in a rush right now, and I get it. I understand everybody's in a rush. She said she interviewed 5 different contractors. She did exactly what we talked about with the show. She signed with a contractor. Didn't go much investigation as I talked to her a little bit further, because I think that when she said she was trying to get it in a rush, and this guy could accommodate her very well, and he could start right away.
That's a tip off right there.
What do you think? Because number one, the cabinets aren't even ordered, and she didn't know what she wanted. But everybody today is about the rush. They want to get started. And he started within the week, like he said. But he said, listen, here's what we need to do. We got to get the contract, and we got to get it signed. And from there, I'll take a deposit, and I'll get everything ordered. And they discussed right away. It was a simple kitchen, she said. It was just pulling out, popping back in, new flooring, countertops, the whole nine yards, and this guy was going to handle everything.
Mm-hmm.
So she said it was a $5,000 deposit she gave the contractor. A week went by. She was waiting for the phone call for him to start. She said he never called. Called again. He called back saying, look, we're a little bit busy. She started asking, when are the cabinets going to be in? So we just want to give a projection of how long this is going to take, because you did say from a start to finish date. And that's what she said. I heard you on the show that all contracts in Pennsylvania have to have that. And I said, absolutely. That's the new HICPA law. Another week goes by. Again, it was delayed in phone calls. She finally got a hold of him again. And we're still waiting for product, but should be in relatively soon. Third week going into the job. Still, she gave a $5,000 deposit. He cashed a check right away. She said she called several times, never heard from him. Another week went by. Now she's at 2 months. Never heard from the contractor again.
Yeah, this is 5 weeks. He's wearing her down.
Correct.
Yep.
So as we were talking further into it, I said, well, listen, you know, I know you're in a rush, but you heard me say on the show, everything's delayed. We did a couple of weeks ago, we did a show where we talked about product being delayed. But with kitchen cabinets, it's not a delay. You're going to wait 4 to 8 weeks for product, depending on which cabinet company that you go with. A lower end company that has a little bit more availability, less options, you can get relatively quicker. But how long did he say it was going to take to do the job? It was 3 months.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Does she know where he ordered the cabinets from?
Nope. Nothing. All she has the contract, and she has the information on the contract. And I said, well, listen, if you want to send me over the contract, I'll take a look at it. I said, I really don't want to get involved legally, but I can at least guide you in the right direction. So we had a great conversation for about a half an hour. But I said, listen, at this point, I would start to panic. If somebody's not calling you back after a month later after they got your deposit. So the husband got on the phone, and I said, I talked to him. I said, listen, you know, calling a lawyer at this point, it's not going to help. I said, if you want to go back to the show, she said, the Mark Ferber show, the DA of Bucks County. Now, they're not in Bucks County, but I said, he gave great information. And I said, well, listen, Mark being on the show, one thing I did learn for myself is that at this point, calling the attorney general, it's going to take a little bit more time. There are bad contractors out there. You may contact the district attorney in your county that you're living in. But I said, one of the big things that Mark always said is call the police. He has $5,000 of your money. That's the fraud, because he's not calling you back. The job was supposed to be started. It never started. 2 months you're into the project, and nothing started.
Is she in Pennsylvania, Kev?
She's in Pennsylvania. She's not in Bucks County.
She's not in Bucks County. Okay.
So one of the things I was just trying to push with her, I said, listen, everybody today is in a rush. Obviously, the reason I really wanted to do this story, because she didn't want to come on. She felt embarrassed. And I said, well, look, we're not mentioning anybody's name. We just want to let our listeners know that you're in a rush. I get it, but you're not going to be able to start projects right away. Even the bad contractors are busy. I'm still going out on appointments. I said to her that I know I'm not going to be really getting the job, because I know these people want to get it done before this year's end or early next year. And after I talked to them for about 5 minutes, they say, listen, we need to get a permit. We need to get plans for the wall that's going to come down. And after we get all those plans for the wall, because we're moving these walls around, then after the architect is done, and I said, I recommend Matt Petrowski. He was just on the show. She heard the show. She loved it. That's going to be about 2 months right there to get the plans, get them in, and get the full set of plans. So now the kitchen designer can see exactly what size walls they have. And then when you figure that out, because you're not going to know right away, it's going to take at least a couple visits, because there's so many cabinets, varieties, options. Then you got to order the cabinets, and they're going to be 4 to 8 weeks, depending on what you want. Well, so there's 3 to 4 months right there.
One thing that's confusing me is he said he ordered the cabinets. Didn't she go anywhere to pick anything out?
He brought catalogs.
He brought catalogs. That's a mistake right there. And not finding out where he's ordering from is another mistake.
That is correct. And I've said this countless times on the air. I say it to my customers. When it comes to cabinets, whether you're ordering $1 million cabinet or a $10 cabinet, they're going to install the same. What I would recommend to do is the contract should be based upon this. There's going to be a place that are going to order the cabinets. There's a ton of them out there. They're the storefronts. You're going to need to go to the storefront, look at the showroom. Now, I would recommend using the contractor that you're working with because he's going to have a good relationship with it. And if there's something that goes wrong, you're not responsible, and it should say it in the contract because you went with his company. Now, by having this, you have a storefront to go after. But now you're controlling the budget, not the contractor. That allowance is a way for contractors to make money. And my customers and my people tell you, listen, if you don't want to use my person, that's fine. Go somewhere else. I'm fine with it. I just want the product there. But I don't start any jobs until all the product's in, because when I start, those stories that you hear on the replays, we're done these big kitchens in 4 to 5 weeks, these $250,000 kitchens, we hold to it. But you're not going to be able to do it if you start ripping your kitchen out and there's no product ordered. So by the time that product comes in, it's going to be a delay. And that's one thing that HCPA's not allowing us contractors to do. We've got to have start and finish dates, and that contractor should know right off the top that there's no way he's going to hold to that date. Now it's been 2 months. He's got 2 weeks left, she said, to finish this, and they haven't even started anything. They just took the money, and she has nothing in writing.
Well,
now he's not calling back.
Let me ask you this. How long did you say it would normally take? It would probably vary a little bit by manufacturer, but how long should it take to get the cabinets in?
Cabinets normally ranging 4 to 8 weeks. My high-end cabinet,
All right, so essentially she's caught between a rock and a hard place right now because it is about 2 months, so it may be real. It may be real. Maybe he didn't just take the money and run. Maybe it's real, and he's not a good communicator.
But still, the contract signed that you got to start the job. You're going to start it immediately, which he went out and signed the contracts. But there's no work that's been performed at all. So with no work being done, how do you still get done even if the cabinets come in on that day? There's no start time.
Well, you don't. You don't.
So that's the problem she's having. So this is any of my listeners. If you have these horror stories where the contractor you feel took the money is defrauding you out of that money because they're not doing the work or saying that what they're doing, especially in this case, there's no work that has been performed. By having that, you can call the police and let the police investigate. It's a much better way to get something done fast. I said, really, what you really want to be doing is at this point, is when you call the police, you just want to let the contractor go and get your money back. There's no reason why that contractor should at least give you your money back, and you say, listen, I'm not going to press charges if you go this route, but I'm sure you just want your money back. And then when you go to that next segment of finding the right contractor, I told her, give me a call, I'll help you in the right direction. But if you not have these segments in place of having the contract where you're getting the cabinets from, more detail into that contract, it's going to be more difficult for these contractors to scam the homeowner. So give me a call, but anybody that's got this situation, give the police a call. It's going to get a little quicker action and you get your money back and you can make yourself whole again to find that contractor.
Okay.
And you won't have these problems. So thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. And give me a call if you have any issues for your horror stories. And you're listening to Your Value Bump right here on 1210 WPHT.
And stay tuned. We got a great college coming up with a decorator to give you some decorating tips.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets has been awarded Best Customer Service in 2019 by Window and Door Magazine's Best in the Country. Call Tom Adams Windows and Carpets and get a free in-home window and door estimate. Experience why Tom Adams and Windows family-owned company wins national awards for Best Customer Service and Best Installations. Get 12-month financing with no deposit. We do it right the first time. Check us out at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Hey, I want to thank our listeners for coming back to another great college we're going to have. Because, Ron, I tell you, you always come up with some phenomenal colleges, something different we haven't done in quite some time. What have we got?
Well, we got an expert on to talk about something that, given all the time that all of us have spent locked behind our four walls and for the past 6 or 7 months because of COVID, a lot of us are probably getting disenchanted with our surroundings and we're ready to refresh and rejuvenate. It's just human nature. It happens that way. So here's an interior designer, Kelly Price. Kelly Price Interiors is the name of her business, to help you through this process. Me too, because I'm disenchanted with mine. Kelly, what's business like in September 2020? Are people ready for interior makeovers?
They are. I would say, surprisingly, people are ready for it. I think, to your point, that people have been stuck in their homes looking around, and things that maybe they could have walked by before they are seeing every day, and they definitely, you know, want to do some work at home. I would say people are steering clear a little bit of the stuff that is major and too disruptive since they have nowhere else to go, but definitely want some refreshing looks in their homes.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that prompted me to call you and to want to do this segment was my own feeling. I mean, I got sick and tired of looking at my old kitchen table, which was about 25 years old. So, and it'll be, Kevin's going to put it on our Facebook page. I picked out a piece of wood and I had a live edge kitchen table made. And I'm not done yet because I still have to get chairs, but it just, you know, it's an uplifting experience. If you can do away with something that you've been looking at for years that you were forced to look at every day for the last 6 or 7 months, it's an uplifting experience. Do you agree?
I do. I do. And I think small changes just by switching out, you know, one piece of furniture, or in all honesty, sometimes just moving some furniture from one room to another can give you a totally different feel in a room and set a different mood. And I often find that, you know, once you do one thing, then you continue to want to do more. It does give you a little boost of energy.
And it's spiritually rewarding, too. It's a good ego booster, too. So
yes.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that it's amazing how much your environment or your home kind of mood sets your mood. And I don't think that is understood all the time until you're kind of in a situation where you feel that you need an update in a room. And then you do it and think, oh, gosh, I should have done that a while ago because it really does make me happy every day.
That's the way I felt about my new table. I love it. I love it. But are there any rooms in particular that your clients are doing over right now?
I would say that kitchens, you know, and bathrooms are always big for me. And a lot of clients request it because they really do give you the best return on investment. But being that people are home working and virtual schooling, they may do those rooms, but in a smaller way. So maybe swapping out some things as opposed to complete renovations, similar to what you did with the new table, doing some new furniture, or maybe they'll pick up new appliances, or even, you know, a new backsplash can transform what a kitchen looks like. So those things you can do in a day or two and still feel that you've renovated, but you have not been, you know, displaced from using your kitchen, which is obviously huge these days.
Or spend a ton of money too, which is another big factor today, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Budget is definitely a concern all the time, especially right now.
Let's take a hypothetical here. Say, how would you liven up a small home that's somewhat dark because it lacks a lot of window area? And not spend a fortune doing it.
Yeah, lighting is key. Lighting is often overlooked in a room. It's kind of the last thing a lot of times people tend to do and therefore may get overlooked. So I would say, you know, there's three types of lighting you really want in every room. You want overhead lighting, which is, you know, your recessed lights or your ceiling mount. They fill mm-hmm. the space with light. And then you want task lighting. That's any light that's really eye level. So like a table lamp, a floor lamp. And then really to set a mood and kind of make it feel cozy, accent lighting is definitely something you can add, like sconces or candles. The combination of all three really brightens the room and just sets the tone. If budget allows, you could do, you know, some more aggressive things like adding a skylight or making your existing windows a little larger. They always, you know, add light, but obviously that's a bigger undertaking.
Well, I'm blessed with a house that's got a lot of light. I got a whole wall of windows. It's a big townhouse, and it's just really invigorating to get up in the morning and do that. So what would you do with a house with a larger home that gets a lot of light now, but it needs a little bit of refreshing?
So, you know, you really want to probably layer some window treatments in a space like that, and specifically have some treatments that you can control the light. So shutters are great because you can still allow light in but still have some privacy, you know, by the direction that you put your slats at.
Mm-hmm.
The other big thing for a lot of these two-story homes, like maybe you're speaking of, with the huge windows, is motorized window treatment. So shades that are motorized, so you can even put them at the higher level windows and still be able to use them to control the light when it's glaring on your TV, for example. And then I typically also use drapes as a second layer, really just more for decorative. You're not going to move them in a huge window like that, but it just softens any type of hardscape window treatment, like a shutter that you would have on there.
That's a good idea. Good idea. Okay. Well, lately, like within the last 6 or 7 months, my guess is that people are wearing pathways between their kitchens and their home offices, right? Because that's what we're all doing now, probably doing it for a long time. What's trending in kitchens? If you want to make your kitchen over, what's trending in kitchens?
White is trending in kitchens. I will say light and airy is really the name of the game anymore. It really was all white kitchens for a little while. I will say over the past few months, I have seen some addition of color. So your neutral base of white, cream, kind of a Carrara marble type countertop look, then you layer in some warm tones, whether that be some rustic wood or like your live edge table. Any type of warm wood tone will soften the white and make it feel less of a, you know, surgical looking
septic
situation.
Yeah.
So that is really important. I love the white base, and I think it does look really nice and pretty. It just needs to have some warmth. So the wood is a great place. And then another place people are putting some color is in the backsplash, or maybe making the island a different color. That really helps to soften, you know, any of the white. But then having that white base is great because you can evolve with the trends. You can add some color and add it in places that aren't going to break the bank, you know, by just adding some accessories or some plants or some paint on an accent wall. So white is great. Another big trend right now is gold cabinet hardware, gold fixtures for lighting, and gold faucets. That is another way, honestly, that with the white, the gold tone is bringing in some warmth, which really softens the room up and is a nice kind of piece of glam in the space.
That's interesting. You mentioned islands, and you know what? I'm going to redo my kitchen probably next year, so I wanted to take this first step and do the table. You can see it. It'll be on Kevin's Facebook page. After the show airs, and coincidentally, we did a segment on my table in the first segment of this show today, so you can hear about it too. But I came to a decision. I was thinking about an island, but my kitchen isn't that small, so I said if I want to keep it light and airy, because I have a lot of windows in there, I want to do a table, but I wanted to make it a dramatic table. That's why I went to Live Edge. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, islands are huge, and large islands are really what everyone requests. I mean, you know, the kitchen is the heart of your home. So when you have people over, I'm sure that's where everyone lands, and really probably where you spend most of your time as a family. So it's definitely a popular piece, the island, and I feel that it's getting larger. Every kitchen I go into, that they want to maximize that opportunity.
Yes, some of the ones that I've seen are more like continents instead of little islands, you know?
Yeah, we've done a few of them over the past couple of kitchens, those large islands. And I agree with you, Kelly. You're absolutely right. Those large islands are a big seller today in all kitchens.
Yeah, the more people you can have seating at for is great. And you know, a lot of people do their cooking and have multiple people cooking in their kitchen. So that, too, is another workspace for you. It's really a nice place to gather.
Yeah, it is. It is. It always is. I mean, no matter who you're talking to, young, old, everybody gathers in the kitchen. So listen, we are coming up on a break. Kevin's going to take us to a break, but we want to talk more when we come back. So hang with us.
Kev.
All right. So Kelly, yeah, thank you. Because I have a couple questions I'd like to ask you also about some of your thoughts of how kitchens should be laid out. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home right here on 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets has been awarded Best Customer Service in 2019 by Window and Door Magazine's Best in the Country. Call Tom Adams Windows and Carpets and get a free in-home window and door estimate. Experience why Tom Adams and Windows family-owned company wins national awards for Best Customer Service and Best Installations. Get 12-month financing with no deposit. We do it right the first time. Check us out at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
If you're starting a home project, let Your Valuable Home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
Hey, I want to thank our listeners for coming back to part two of the College of Design. And Kelly, hey, listen, I wanted to ask you a question, really two questions, simple, because a lot of times when I'm working with homeowners and designing their kitchen, when they're doing a kitchen, I always like to recommend to, go with the cabinets. Exactly what you said is what we just did at our house. But to save money where they need to save money because kitchens are expensive, do you try to push them into a really cool backsplash to make it pop? And is that one of the things that you think as you design kitchens, a backsplash really makes a statement of that kitchen?
Yes, I think the backsplash is absolutely a great place to add some character and color because out of all the things in your kitchen, like you said, the cabinets are expensive, countertops can be very expensive. The backsplash is something that if you're going to take a risk, it's your least expensive item that you could take the risk on, put it in, and it could make the kitchen. And you're not really, if it's not something you end up loving in 2 years, well, it's not that hard to swap out.
Perfect. Yes, I agree with you. Okay. And then the second question is, and this is where I get the most slack from the people, the designers and realtors that I do deal with. When I'm doing bathrooms and entire houses, I'm really redoing an entire house from, it could take 1 year, 5 years with my customers. And what I've been doing lately is all tubs throughout the house. I know that everybody says you have to have one tub in a house if you're going to be able to sell it. For about 7 or 8 years, I've been taking every tub out of the house. All my homes now, the customers, nobody's putting tubs in. Now there's a few that put it in, but is that something you feel that could really hurt a property value of taking the tubs out completely so there's no tubs in the bathrooms?
Yeah, I think I definitely see a trend of people taking the tubs out of the master bathrooms, which makes sense to me. But I feel like the secondary or the hall bathroom, at least one of them, if the house has, you know, more than one, great. But I think that definitely needs a tub. With kids, that's really your go-to bath for a family when kids are younger. So I think taking out could be a hindrance.
Okay.
Yeah, some people do say that.
I got it.
But
let's pick up with these other questions here. And this is one I've thought about a lot. How much should the area where you reside influence your decorating decisions? If you live in Bucks County, for example, and what comes to mind is I've spent a lot of time out in the West and Arizona and New Mexico, and everybody's got like Native American stuff all over their house. Should that be an influence? Should where you live influence your decorating decisions?
I think to a point. I don't think you want your house to be too themed. But I think, you know, I see that more so in, you know, like a coastal home or a mountain home. To your point, maybe some West Coast, you definitely see an influence. But I feel like around here in the Philadelphia area, there's less kind of influence like that, where there's a common theme going through. There was a time that country was very popular, and I guess that, you know, farmhouse country could apply to this area, but I don't see it as much as in, you know, the Philadelphia area than I do in, like, a coastal or a beach town or a mountain home.
Coastal, beach town, Gulf Southwest, and the West, Arizona and New Mexico, the ones that really come to mind. Another question for you. When your clients redecorate, are there any particular looks they're striving to create? Is it colonial, mid-century, modern, contemporary? Do you have a cluster of clients that go for a particular look?
I have seen a real push towards mid-century. You know, definitely kind of the Mad Men look.
Yep.
It's interesting because I wouldn't have thought that a few years ago, but you definitely see that influence. And similar to, you know, a kitchen, I do recommend for all design that the investment pieces are the ones that you keep as neutral as possible, and we can bring in a trend like a mid-century in your accents, in your lighting, things, again, that are a little more easy to replace or swap out as a trend changes.
Yeah.
So I try to encourage transitional and then an accent of a mid-century or a modern or a country, you know, depending on how the client likes, you know, the space to look.
That's good advice, because so you're not totally invested in any one look. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, it's a much easier base to have, and it's friendlier on your budget, definitely.
Okay, in relation to the different types of decor, what does age have to do with millennials versus Gen X's versus boomers?
I think the stage of your life has a lot to do with your design, because the first question I ask clients is, you know, how do you use this space? Do you want to add any functions to the space that the space is not providing you at this point? In particular, right now, if it's a family and they have kids virtually learning, do you need desks in this space now? So the questions, the answers to those questions are different, obviously, depending on your stage of life. So
right.
I think it has a lot to do with it.
Right. Is any one generation more prone to redecorating than the other?
I think Gen Xers at this point are probably the ones that are calling for my help, at least the most, because they're typically, you know, dual income families, both working, may have the budget to do it, but not the time. And they're typically in a home that they plan on staying in for a while. So they want the home to evolve as their family evolves. So as kids get older, the house may need different things, or as kids move out to college, the house may need different things. So I feel that they are probably the ones that I do the bigger renovations. That's not to say I don't work with millennials or boomers. It's just a different type of job.
Yeah, that's a very perceptive point. I would agree with you 100%. And they're the ones who are upwardly mobile now. They've got having more kids, and they've got different needs, and the needs change. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
All right. We've got our time is dwindling, but give us some inexpensive tips we can all take to heart to refresh our surroundings, like for paint, for example, or simple decorating tips.
Yeah. So a big thing you could do right now, especially being at home, is painting your doors, your front doors, your interior doors. That is a small project you can do in an afternoon, but it can completely change the look of a house. If you're doing the interior doors, you could paint them a black or like a light gray, and then even change out the hardware. And again, you could piece this together as you had time to do it. You could put new hardware on like gold or black, and it really just gives an updated look. Wallpaper is making a huge comeback right now. The cool thing about wallpaper right now is it's not what we all remember it to be, where it was a nightmare to put up and a nightmare to take down. There's like new types that are peel and stick wallpaper that can easily go up and easily come down. And another real easy thing is adding plants. Plants in a room really transform the mood of the room.
Yeah, I agree. I have this one plant outside. It looks gorgeous right now. I bring it in every winter. I don't water it all winter long. Bring it out. It looks fantastic. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do.
It's plastic, Rod.
It's not plastic. It's a real plant. And I can't figure out how the thing survives from year to year. But I wish I could bring it in. It's all white flowers, big white flowers. Gorgeous. So anyway, this has been, we're running down on time. This has been really interesting. Some interesting perspectives here, Kelly. Tell us where your business is and how do people get in touch with you and what's your website?
My business is Kelly Price Interiors. I'm based out of Bucks County, and I have a website, kellypriceinteriors.com. Kelly spelled K-E-L-L-E-Y, so that's the only thing you just have to remember. And put that into your Google search, and it should come up, and all my contact information is there.
Well, thank you very much. It's been very, very informative for me, at least, because I'm disenchanted with my surroundings. So a lot of good tips here.
Yeah, Kelly, if you really want to give yourself a little run for your money, go see Ron's house and see what you can do to definitely update his paint color walls. It's inexpensive, because it'll definitely be a challenge for you. Kelly, we do appreciate you coming here in your valuable home and spending some time with us and letting our listeners and educating them on what they can do to upgrade their house at a minimal cost. So thanks again for doing this, and thanks to our listeners for stay tuning with some great colleges.
Yeah, we got another good college. We talked about the inside this week. We're talking about the outside next week with some really good tips from somebody at Realty Landscaping. They take care of a lot of HOA properties, so stay tuned.
And thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.
Today's program has been pre-recorded.